I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome into a postgame edition of Spits and Suds. We love to say it. A victory edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for supporting and listening to Spits and Suds. Getting this one to you a little bit late, and the reasoning is, oh my goodness, Mother Nature. Power outages. So unfortunately, we could not record last night, but we are recording today, and that's a good thing. Stars in their last 10, 8-2, winners of five straight, and a big win over San Jose. Is San Jose, why is it a big win, Gavin? That doesn't make any sense. They're one of the worst teams. They're fighting for the Macklin Celebrini draft pick. That's what they're fighting for, not a playoff spot. Yes, I agree. But with Vancouver on the horizon, you could look past that as a team. And granted, it was an absolute hectic night, but the Stars didn't. They got the job done. So much so that today, the Stars are your Western Conference leaders, not just Central Division leaders. They are your Western Conference leaders at 99 points. Vancouver at 98 points, 1 point back. Thursday's game could be a big swing as far as the Western Conference. Colorado and Winnipeg do not take advantage of their opportunities. So Colorado loses to Montreal. 97 points, 2 points back of the Stars, and both Colorado and Winnipeg do have a game in hand. Winnipeg, with an overtime loss last night, they sit at 94 points. Also, wanted to point out, winners of six straight, 8-0-2 in their last 10, the hottest team in the NHL, maybe minus the Stars, but actually, they are the hottest team in the NHL. The Nashville Predators, with another win last night, they sit 90 points. They're just 4 points back from Winnipeg, and the two meet once again. So it is going to be down to the wire as far as the Central Division. We always say the Central is one of the toughest in the NHL. No doubt here, the Central has proven absolutely amazing. Four teams with 90 points in the Central Division. Let's get to the scoring and some of the things that happened last night. Wyatt Johnston. I mean, this guy is just such a cool customer. It's absolutely amazing. You would think that this guy is 27, 28-year-old. He's been in the league for 6 or 7 years. But no, Wyatt Johnston is just still a young kid, probably a normal player of his age. And coming out of juniors like he did, he'd still be in the minor leagues waiting to get called up. Similar to like a Maverick Bourque, who's been an outstanding player and probably your MVP of the AHL. However, Wyatt Johnston, absolutely amazing. Another massive game for the Stars forward last night. He gets the scoring going, and it was a shorthanded tally off a Jamie Benn blocked shot. two Shark defenders couldn't slow down the calm, cool, and collective Johnston. It's almost like he's going in slow motion. And there are little things that maybe other NHLers wouldn't do in the moment because you get excited. But to split defenders like that and have defenders on both sides, but also be able to puck protect as far as not letting their sticks get in the way of your puck movement and maintain your speed with defenders catching up to you. He went glove side on the backhand, making it 1-0 against Blackwood. Mason Marchment says, "Hold my beer, Wyatt Johnston." A few moments later, he does basically the same thing. Nifty stick work, avoids being tied up by the San Jose defense. And I understand it's San Jose. But guys, we have to realize these are first caliber players. These are NHL. Doesn't matter if you're the worst in the NHL, you're still some of the best in the world. So he does some nifty stick work heading into the net and does a nice kind of shifty short side stick over Mackenzie Blackwood's shot, and it made it 2-0. That's Marchment's 20th goal of the season. And why is that important? One, because we were very critical of Mason Marchment, and rightfully so. He took a lot of penalties with the Stars last year. But the line of Duchesne and Sagan has certainly revitalized, and he's having a career year. He's also the 7th Dallas Star this season to have 20 goals or more. This doesn't happen in franchises, folks. That's how good this offense is for your Dallas Stars. And Jamie Benn is heading toward 20 goals. And with the tear he's on, with the amazing march he's having, we could be looking at 8-20 goal scorers for this Dallas Stars team. You talk about scoring depth, that's personified right here in Dallas. So, second period was just sloppiness. I mean, if you're like a casual hockey fan, I mean, there was a lot of excitement. Ty Dellandrea got in a scrap, but it was just back and forth with turnovers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two teams swapping penalties at times. Just seconds in, Jason Robertson capitalizes on a turnover, has some space, goes five hole on Blackwood. 25th of the year for Robertson. San Jose answers right away. I mean, this was up and down. Sharks in the Stars zone. It's their top pick for 2021, who looks to be a good one. William Eklund controlling the puck behind the net. Tanev was all over him, but he's able to find Alexander Barabanov. He puts it over the right side of Scott Wedgwood. And nothing wrong defensively with what the Stars did. It was just a terrific play by the youngster Eklund, who, by the way, has a good scoring touch, but his plus-minus is in the 40s. So some work to be done on the defensive end for William Eklund. San Jose does get their second straight goal. It's Eklund again, this time on the power play. One-timer receiving a pretty cross-ice pass. Nothing Wedgwood could do. Eklund with his 12th of the season. And like I said, if every month was March with Jamie Benn, he'd be in the hunt with Matthews and others for the scoring title. He's just an absolute beast. Goals in five straight games. This one taken out of a midair pass from Wyatt Johnston, making it 4-2. Bad turnover just 53 seconds later by Miro Heiskanen. Just can't do that when you're in your own zone. Granlund picks up that puck. It's a streaking Klim Kostin, who the Sharks picked up from Detroit at the trade deadline. He sizzles one past Wedgwood. So it's 4-3, Dallas. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, no, here we go. What is it about playing at the SAP Center in San Jose? But then the Stars make it 5-3, once again on a block shot. That's really important, Stars fans, because since the Chris Tanev arrival, and I don't know if it's an addiction thing, but the Stars are certainly getting themselves in front of a lot of pucks. That block results in a breakout and a sweet give and go, which has been highlighted on NHL Network and NHL.com. Ben to Johnston, kid having quite a night, makes it 5-3 Stars. And let me just stop here and say, we put a lot of stock in other sports where if a pitcher's out of the rotation, it's like, well, they're doing well, but they're without a number one starter. And, you know, let's say, you know, well, the Mavs played well, but, you know, they didn't have Luka and Kyrie. One of them sat out. Or if I go to football, how good is a quarterback without receivers? If CeeDee Lamb goes down, let's just say, from a Cowboys perspective, you know, it just changes. Because the parts are so interchangeable, maybe we don't talk about that enough in hockey. And what I mean by that is the following. The chemistry on this Stars team can bring them a long way. Because let's take the Lions. Hintz, Robertson, Pavelski. Really been intact for most of the year. Sagan, Marchment, Duchesne. Once again, intact. And then you have Johnston, Ben, and now Stankoven is the third when Dadonov went down. Like those three lines, when you look at the year, they've basically been together with the exception of Ben and Johnston and another player. But the Ben-Johnston combo has really revitalized Jamie Benn over the last couple of years. And it makes you wonder about Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn. Was it really them? Maybe it was injuries? Or were they putting too much on themselves? And was the organization putting too much on them as far as not building pieces around them? Because look what's happened now that they have pieces around them. They are flourishing. We're not talking about $8.5 and $9 million contracts. But what scares me is the few times that the Stars have lost a player, they've done okay, but what happens if Wyatt Johnston goes down? That's what I'm a little worried about. It's amazing depth to have, and maybe that's the call-up for Maverick Bork at that point. But at the same time, you know, the chemistry on this team and the chemistry on these lines. Wyatt Johnston and Ben, give and go is a perfect example. And past coaches have switched up lines, whether it's Montgomery or Bonus. You know, if something's going wrong, Pete DeBoer has done that for a period and sometimes for a game. But let's be honest, those lines have been intact for most of this season, and it's paid huge dividends. And the chemistry seems to continue to grow. These players know where they are. It's kind of old school where, you know, that would happen where you play the same defensive pairing and these are your lines, go, unless there are injuries. And it's changed now with interchangeable parts and let's put this guy on this line. But the Stars have kind of gone old school this year. So third period, Stars go on, consecutive power plays. Second power play really felt as though the Stars meant business right off the bat, winning the draw, staying in the San Jose zone, which is important. Puck rotates over to Jason Robertson, puts it past Blackwood. Second goal of the game, 6-3 Stars. And pretty darn good game, all things considered. Sure, some sloppiness. And the Sharks all season, whether it was here at the AAC or in San Jose, have created some sloppy games for this Dallas team. But a couple of keys as well heading into Vancouver. One, you gave Tyler Seguin rest. You did not need Tyler Seguin for this game. And that's good coming off that injury because you're going to need him against Vancouver. You're going to need him against Seattle, even though Seattle struggled this year, and certainly next week against Edmonton, and you have Winnipeg and Colorado on the horizon. Jake Oettinger also gets rest. And you sat Jake Oettinger when he was on a bit of a roll. So that's not necessarily a bad thing because you needed to give Wedgwood time. And I think that's also a confidence boost saying, hey, we appreciate that you want to play, Otter, but at the same time, Vancouver's a massive game. We want you in net. And remember, this is a Vancouver team. Granted, Casey DeSmith has played really well in net for Vancouver, but this is a Vancouver team that is playing with a backup netminder. And they kind of have slowed down in the second half. I think they're really, really good. And they're also very physical on the back end, and that's something we have to watch for on Thursday night. However, this could be an opportunity. Vancouver has dominated the Stars this year, and I'd love to see the Stars play them much more competitive. So that's going to do it for an edition of Spits and Suds. We will look ahead. We'll have a post game on after Thursday night's game. And, of course, we have Saturday. We have our NHL insider joining us this week, Sean Shapiro. So lots to come. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, apologies on the delay. But you knew we'd be there for you one way or another. It's Spits and Suds on 105.3 The Fan. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.